The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Everybody, it's your boy, the 2010 and 2011 Mr. Puss in Boots, the most entertaining, the most interesting luchador of all professional wrestling, Lucha Lince Dorado. And I'm also the MLW World Middleweight Champion. And you're listening to Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Daily DDT. The Sportster, the Richest, Ringside News, and Sports Kita. I am Lee Walker, and this is episode 160, and we are going to kick it off with some interesting news, and it's about the WWE releases that took place recently, the 21 superstars that were let go. This one is about Mustafa Ali, who was actually one of the more shocking ones released, for the mere fact that he has been participating on NXT. So, the story goes is that Mustafa Ali was supposed to become the NXT North American Champion. The WWE NXT brand was going to look a whole lot different before the releases. Trick Williams is the new NXT North American Champion after defeating Dominic Mysterio at NXT No Mercy. However, that wasn't the original plan. There were some incorrect reports stating that Dominic was originally scheduled to retain over Mustafa Ali. Actually, Mustafa Ali was supposed to win the North American Championship prior to his release. This is one of the reasons why the NXT higher-ups stated that they were frustrated by the call to cut Mustafa Ali. Dominic Mysterio was slated to retain the NXT North American title over Dragon Lee on the September 25th episode of WWE Raw, but according to sources to Fightful, the knowledge of the situation told to them was that the original creative called for Mustafa Ali to cost Dragon Lee the match. This would have played off of Ali's teases to appear on WWE Raw. After that, a triple threat match for the title would have been set for NXT No Mercy, where Mustafa Ali was going to win the North American title. How things would have worked from there aren't clear, but Shawn Michaels, Mustafa Ali, and the NXT creative had tentative plans for Ali on the brand into March of 2024. So obviously Mustafa Ali was going to be playing a rather higher mid-card role on the NXT programming. Now, on the topic of WWE, ladies and gentlemen, we had seen Edge have his last match in WWE on an episode of SmackDown on August 18th. The Friday show was celebrated as the 25th year anniversary of Edge's televised WWE debut. The 11-time world champion was honored on the occasion, having his first singles match against Sheamus, a man Edge credited for spurring his return from a career-threatening injury. Edge would go on to defeat Sheamus in what we now know is his last WWE match. And in reality, we should have known then it was his last WWE match, because they weren't necessarily saying he was retiring, but they did make us aware, with a contract expiring, don't know Edge's future, them seemingly wishing him the best in whatever he's going to end up doing, and we found out what he's going to end up doing Sunday at AEW's WrestleDream, as we found out what this new era was going to be in AEW, and it is rated R. Ladies and gentlemen, the rated R superstar, Adam Copeland, debuted at AEW WrestleDream, and boy, oh boy, was it awesome. Now, I'm sure first things first, you're wondering, how did he get away with using rated R superstar in AEW? Doesn't WWE have that right? Well, WWE does not, as it was found out that they did not re-sign for the rights back as far as April 2020. Pretty crazy. So what happened? Well, Adam Copeland debuted following the main event of WrestleDream as he used his Metalingus theme on this day. I see clearly. He would then go and save Darby Allin following a heel turn by Nick Wayne. Adam Copeland, who they were also referring to as Rated R Superstar, chased off the heels with a steel chair as Christian teased a concerto on Sting. Now, following his debut, there was a media scrum, but he also posted on Instagram with his Rated R Superstar Adam Copeland is hashtag All Elite photo, and this is what he had to say. Some of you now know I'm no longer with WWE. My new home is AEW. I'm excited. Whole new roster. Some familiar faces that I wanted to work with again. And a whole lot of set of first ever matches. New challenges. And if you followed my career, you know that's what I've always been driven by. But first and foremost, I want to address my 25 years with WWE. I love WWE, and I appreciate everything the company did for me. Always have, always will. They put me on the map, gave me amazing opportunities, and through hard work on both ends, I've been supplied with a wonderful life. Hell, WWE helped me meet the woman I'd start a family with. Sometimes relationships just grow apart, and I feel WWE and I have just outgrown each other. I wanted to do more. They didn't have much more for me to do. Simple as that, and that's okay. I'll still be watching, and I'll still be supporting all of my friends there. I don't buy into this odd mentality of one company or the other. It's weird. If you took offense to that, take a walk. Take some fresh air, soak up some sunshine. It's wrestling, an amazing gig, but still, it's wrestling, relax, it's supposed to be fun. And it's just a segment of the fans, not most fans, and definitely not the performers. Within the industry, we all know that more choices is better for everyone and pushes us all to be better. As a wrestling fan, which I still am, it's exciting that there's viable companies providing wrestling on national and worldwide platforms. If you're actually a fan of wrestling and not acronyms, that should make you happy too. I guess what I'm trying to say is this. If you've appreciated my work, you still can. No matter what the initials are. Because I'll still be busting my ass every time I'm out there. This ride isn't over just yet. Just try to have fun. Like it should be. Because trust me, I'll be having fun every time I'm out there in an AEW ring. Let's go. Now, if you're like me, you're anticipating Adam Copeland's debut match in AEW, which we have found out that his first match in AEW will be against Luchasaurus and is scheduled for next week's Title Tuesday edition of AEW's Marquee Show. Now, the Rated R superstar revealed in an interview with CBS Sports that he wants to make the most of working for his new promotion, mostly because he believes this will be his last major run in wrestling. I think that's a very safe thing to say because I know how much work it's going to take to be able to pull off, Copeland said. I know that. I'm not in any way trying to fool myself into thinking that I'm just going to trot through this whole thing. It's going to be hard.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It's going to be a lot of hard work. I enjoy hard work. I always have. It's how I'm wired. It's what I was born with. It's in my DNA. So that's super fun. But I'm also a realist, and I understand that I'm not going to be able to maintain it for a super long time. I want to try and maximize what I still have left. Copeland said. If that's 1 year, if that's 2 years, I want to do it as much as I can while I still feel like I can. I know that's going to be hard, and I know that's going to take a lot of work physically. I know there's a different fallout now, but I know all of those things, and I really want to weigh the glory of this thing as much as I can. Now, another shocking point in all of this with Adam in AEW now is also the fact that WWE did not have any sort of trademark or copyright to the theme song, Metal Angus, on this day that Edge uses. So I found that interesting too. You know, that's stuff that WWE is usually high on making sure that they do. Is, you know, have that stuff licensed and copyrighted and so on and so forth, because WWE has to own everything they do. However, WWE NXT has dropped a lot of news this week, especially after having Becky Lynch win the Women's NXT Championship and NXT getting over 1 million views on that episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to this, because this just happened as Carmelo Hayes will be taking on Bron Breakker next week, but Carmelo Hayes has somebody coming with him.
You know, as a matter of fact, I requested a match next week against Bron Breakker. I just got off the phone with somebody who gave me some real advice. He didn't tell me what I wanted to hear, but he told me what I needed to hear. And that man's name is John Cena. The greatest of all time, John Cena. I mean, 16-time world champ, John Cena. You know what that means? That means that he had to get off the mat 15 times and keep moving forward, and that's exactly what he told me to do. You know what else he told me? He told me that next week in my match against Braun, he's going to have my back. He's going to be in my corner.
So, ladies and gentlemen, next week, Carmelo Hayes with John Cena taking on Bron Breakker. But wait, there's more.
Gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I just want to make sure I got this straight. Next week, live on NXT, for the first time ever on cable television, Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker will renew their storied rivalry. Now, this is the same Carmelo Hayes. Mellow. is accepting advice from the second greatest of all time, John Cena. The same John Cena that keeps getting involved in bloodline business, which means the bloodline has to reciprocate. So the greatest of all time, your tribal chief, Roman Reigns, has bestowed upon me the task and the privilege of providing wisdom to Braun Breaker. Not through a television screen, not on a telephone, not long distance, no. Up close, in person, in Braun Breaker's corner, next week, live on NXT.
Now that's not the only announcement for next week's NXT, ladies and gentlemen. As it's been announced for the first time ever, Cody Rhodes will be going to WWE NXT next week as he has a major announcement to make. We will also see Roxanne Perez take on the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. And all of that is taking place next week on Tuesday's edition of NXT. Now, I'm sure you're asking yourself, why is NXT going so hard next week? Ratings, number one. And number two, as I brought up earlier, Edge, formerly known as Edge. It's going to take a little while to get used to. Wow. The Rated R superstar Adam Copeland will be making his debut next Tuesday on AEW's special edition of Dynamite, the Titan Tuesday, whatever it's called, against Luchasaurus. So NXT is stacking the card to win the ratings war on this one, folks. And my honest opinion with the names that they're announcing, John Cena, Paul Heyman, Cody Rhodes, Asuka, AEW has its work cut out for them on this show. I do want to tell fans, speaking of AEW, you can go listen to our latest episode, 159. Lance Archer is perched on the top rope. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, AEW is sending us interviews now. And I would also like to take this time to announce that NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance, is sending us interviews as well, as I look forward to doing those. But I do have to break news, as you remember, ladies and gentlemen, in the beginning of the show, we talked about Mustafa Ali, how he was supposed to be the North American champion in defeating Dominic Mysterio, but they let him go, which was a big swerve in the plans that they had, as apparently it was planned for Mustafa Ali to have things going into the company from March 2024. Well, Trick Williams would be the one to defeat Dominic Mysterio, and on this episode, tonight's episode, the episode that just happened, Dominic Mysterio defeats Trick Williams to become a two-time NXT North American champion. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. Make sure you tune in to Thursday's edition, as we have a very special interview with former New Japan Pro Wrestling and former WWE superstar Yoshitatsu. That's right, Yoshitatsu is perched on the top rope, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you tune in to anywhere and everywhere you can find our podcast. Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it, we're there. It's Perched on the Top Rope. And for all of you who are keeping us on your chartable America, Canada, South Africa, Philippines, Germany, Ireland, Italy, so many more. Thank you. We appreciate it, and we love you tuning in each and every week. You can also find us at YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, where you can watch our exclusive interviews with Lance Archer, Jake the Snake Roberts, Booker T, and many, many more. You can also find us on twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope, where I am playing AEW's Fight Forever Stadium Stampede, as I am kicking butt in that 30-man Battle Royal style match where only one person can win. I am also streaming WWE 2K23, as I am a big fan of the Royal Rumble and War Games. I'm on there just about every night, so make sure you go to twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope. And you can also find us on TikTok at perchedonthetoprope, where I make great Selena scenes recreating the greatest moments in professional wrestling history, because you will not tell me otherwise that Zack Ryder winning the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 32 is not one of the greatest moments in professional wrestling history. Because it is. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, Twitter at perchtoprope, Instagram, and Threads at perchedonthetoprope podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Perched on the Top Rope. Always remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.